Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that emphasizes God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Friday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I am continuing a series that I've been on for 2 weeks talking about the Holy Spirit, and today's going to be my last day, not because we've exhausted everything that there is to say about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power of God operating in believers today, and I tell you, everything that God does is dependent upon the Holy Spirit. We could talk about this forever, but we are going to go on to something else on Monday. So today will be my last day to deal with this. Let me just quickly mention that I have this book entitled The New You in the Holy Spirit. This is actually two books put into one, and this is what we give every person who comes forward in our Gospel Truth seminars to receive salvation and or the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it talks about what true salvation is, contrast it with other religions, why Christianity is different, and it actually contrasts true Christianity with just religious Christianity. That's a really powerful teaching in itself. And then it has this whole teaching on the baptism of the Holy Spirit, why I speak in tongues. Everything that I've been teaching here is in this book. And this book is just one of three books that we have in this package right here. This is actually a sleeve that goes over it, and it's an attractive looking thing that we call our Foundation Series. And inside there's three books, which one of them is The Baptism of the Holy Spirit, which I was just talking about. And then we have my book on Spirit, Soul, and Body, which to me, this is like the key that unlocked my brain to understand the Word of God. This is the revelation that did it. And then I have a third book on here entitled The True Nature of God that basically establishes the difference between the Old and the New Covenant and the harshness of God that we see under the Old Covenant versus the mercy that's in the New Testament. And I feel like these three things are just the foundational step for a new believer. So this is really a great thing to get. And today will be our last day to be making these products available, so please take advantage of them. Now, real quickly, let me just go back over something that Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, that he spoke wisdom, but it wasn't the wisdom of this world or of the princes of this world that come to naught, but it was the hidden wisdom of God in a mystery. And I put that together with 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, that says at the last part of that verse that when you're speaking in tongues, in the Spirit, you are speaking mysteries. And so I said that one of the ways that Paul received this revelation of grace that just astounded people, I mean, it was nearly like a huge, giant step from the Old Testament way of God dealing with people to the New Testament grace. That's why we call it an Old Covenant and a New Covenant. There's a difference. And Paul's revelation was so different that they actually had a conference in the Bible in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts to consider his claims that Gentiles could be saved without becoming Jews and without taking the rite of circumcision and keeping the feast days and the rituals and all of these kind of things. It was radical. And Paul was so inspired and anointed of the Holy Spirit that he convinced them that you did not have to become a Jew to receive salvation. And that changed the entire body of Christ. The Apostle Peter said that our beloved brother Paul says some things that are hard to be understood, which those who are unlearned and unstable wrestle as they do other scriptures. And so he was talking about Paul's revelation was scripture. He approved it and put it in the category of the other scriptures, but he says, man, it's hard to be understood. So here's Peter, a man who spent 3.5 years living with Jesus and hearing from him and seeing his miracles, and yet Paul's revelation of the grace of God was superior to Peter's. Where did he get this? And I'm saying, based on these scriptures, that when you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying, 1 Corinthians 14:14, and in your spirit is a part of you that has the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. It has an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. That's not true in your brain, but it's true in your spirit. 1 John 2:20 says that. And when you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying. And all you've got to do is 1 Corinthians 14:13 says, let him that prays in an unknown tongue pray also that he interpret. So if you pray in tongues, you can pray for an interpretation. Now, this needs to be explained a little bit. Because, if you're in a church service, and the Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 gives guidelines of how to control this gift of speaking in tongues in the church, it can be misused, and it was misused in the church. And that's the reason that Paul gave some of these instructions. And yet, let me just point this out. I know somebody's sitting there thinking, yeah, and that shows you that the Corinthian church was the most carnal church of any, and they spoke in tongues so much that they would just get up and their whole service would be taken with speaking in tongues. And people will sometimes use that to say, see, this is carnal. You don't want that. That's the least of all gift. Stay away from speaking in tongues. Well, Paul, in the same passage where he said, if you pray in an unknown tongue, pray also that you interpret. He said down here in verse 39, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak in tongues. He didn't forbid speaking in tongues. He just put the proper guidelines on it. Speaking in tongues can be done incorrectly, and I'll grant you that. But this carnal group, he didn't tell them to quit speaking in tongues. So the people today who are saying speaking in tongues is carnal, the Corinthians church was carnal, therefore don't speak in tongues, they are violating the very instructions of the Apostle Paul. That is not sincere. That's either uninformed, it's ignorant, or it's hypocritical, because the same passage where it tells you that you need to control speaking in tongues and there's a right and a wrong way to do it specifically said, forbid not to speak in tongues. So speaking in tongues is a godly thing, and Paul put restrictions on it. So in the church, if you're praying in tongues, he says don't let it ever be more than two or at the most three, and if you speak in tongues, there must be an interpretation. If there isn't an interpretation, then don't speak in tongues. And I will grant you that in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, the ones that I've been using right here, it's telling you how your gift of speaking in tongues should function in the church. If there isn't an interpretation in the church, then don't speak in tongues. But Paul also said in this same passage right here that he spoke with tongues more than them all. Talking about the whole church added together. Paul spoke in tongues, and yet he said, in the church, I had rather speak five words with my understanding than 10,000 words in tongues. So if he spoke in tongues more than all of the Corinthian church put together, and yet he didn't do it in church, then this means that he spoke in tongues outside of the church. And so speaking in tongues isn't something that you only use for prophecy, to prophesy and then interpret it, but it's something that you can use for personal edification. Here's another verse that says that. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. It says, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifieth himself. The word edify means to build up or promote spiritual growth. Over in Isaiah chapter 28, let me turn over there quickly and get this passage, but this was a prophecy about this gift of speaking in tongues that would come, and it was quoted in the New Testament. But in Isaiah chapter 28, it says, for precept must be upon precept, and precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, for with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. He was prophesying about speaking in tongues, and that was quoted over here in these passages in Corinthians. And he says, speaking in tongues causes you to rest, and this is how you cause the weary to rest. And it's a refreshing. Man, do any of you ever need to be refreshed? Do any of you ever need to, when you're weary, feel like you need to be refreshed and built up? Well, when you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. So this isn't something that is limited to a church service. You should pray in tongues on your own. And when you do, you are speaking forth the wisdom of God in a mystery, and you can pray that you interpret. If you're in a church service, you need to stop speaking in tongues and then speak in English and give an interpretation so that others can hear and understand. But if you are speaking in tongues by yourself, all you need is to get your understanding fruitful. Again, let me refer to this scripture in 1 Corinthians 14:14. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my understanding My spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. All you need is for your understanding to become fruitful. So personally, here's how I do this. When I speak in tongues personally by myself, I just speak in tongues and I don't stop and interpret it in English. But I just continue to pray in tongues. And as I'm praying in tongues, I pray with my understanding also. You know, for those of you that don't pray in tongues, let me just say some things. That when you are praying in tongues, it's not your mind that's praying, it's your spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:14. And yet, your mind has to do something. This is, see, one of the great benefits of speaking in tongues, because when you speak in tongues, it's coming straight out of your spirit. And what's going to happen with your mind? Well, if you allow your mind to wander to the baseball game, to the football game, to the housework that needs to be done, to what you're going to fix for supper or whatever, you'll quit praying in tongues. To continue praying in tongues, you must focus your mind upon God. And so speaking in tongues will force you to become spiritually minded. It will force you to get focused on God, which has tremendous benefit. And so personally, when I speak in tongues, I'll pray in tongues, but I'll also pray with my understanding. I'll pray. And, you know, when I first started out doing this, I learned some of these things kind of by doing it. But when I would first pray in tongues, I'd pray in tongues for an hour at a time or 2 hours at a time. And while I was praying in tongues, I had to do something with my mind. So I would just pray with my mind also in my thought life. See, this is one way that you can know that speaking in tongues is of God. Because if I was to try and recite, Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. And if I was to try and say that with my mind, I couldn't read with my mind at the same time and comprehend what I was reading. You can't do two things like that effectively at one time. But you can pray in tongues and read the Bible and have perfect comprehension because you aren't using your mind. It's your spirit that prays. See, there's a difference. And yet I couldn't quote Mary Had a Little Lamb because that would be coming out of my mind. That's one reason. See, that's one of the ways that you can tell that this speaking in tongues is supernatural. It's not mental. It's not words that you're making up. It's coming from your spirit. And so as I would pray in tongues, I would pray with my understanding, and people would just start coming to my mind. People that I hadn't seen in years. People that I hadn't thought about. And it took me a while for my lightning fast mind to connect these dots. But eventually it happened so often that I'd just be praying in tongues and somebody had come to my mind. And so with my understanding, while I was speaking in tongues, I'd go to praying for them. And then the next day, I'd see this person. And it happened so often, so many times, that I began to make the connection and realize that, you know what, this must be the Holy Spirit interceding through me, and my understanding is becoming fruitful. These were God-inspired thoughts of these people. And I began to start putting some credence or credibility to it when I started, you know, praying in tongues. And then the things that would come to my mind, I would check them out with the Word. Never do anything that violates the Word of God. But if it's consistent, like if you feel love and compassion flowing out of you towards a person, well, then I just would follow it up and call them or minister to them. And I've seen this happen hundreds of times, that was God inspiring me. I was actually interpreting that tongue. So when you are praying in tongues by yourself, you don't have to stop and speak forth in English. You just start having God-inspired ideas. And let me share this with you. This is one of the things that really changed my life. When I first got married to Jamie, that was October the 27th, 1972, I think it was. And when I first got married to her, I made a mistake. I thought that if I was going to be in the ministry, that I had to be making my living full-time from the ministry, and yet I had very few people that would listen to me. So I should have been working, but I didn't understand that, and because of that, I wouldn't go work a job, not because I didn't want to work, but I thought that that's what God wanted me to do, and it caused a lot of financial hardships. But during this period of time, what I would do, I would get up and I would go to study in the Word, and I'd study the Word 10, 12 hours a day. I'd read Scripture, and one of the things that I did, I took a yellow pad of paper, one of those legal pads, and I wrote out just the Scripture references of hundreds of Scriptures that God was speaking to me, that I knew that these Scriptures were saying something different than what I had been raised with in my traditional understanding. And I was excited over these scriptures, but I couldn't understand them. I couldn't explain them, but I knew that God was speaking them to me. And so I wrote these hundreds of scripture references down. And then during the day, I would take another pad of paper and I would write out those verses word by word. This is back before we had computers. I would write out every word. And as I wrote every one of these words and every one of these verses out, I would just meditate on it and think about it. And I was letting these scriptures dwell in me and have an impact. And something was happening, but I couldn't explain it. I didn't have a revelation. And after I would do that, then we were living in a little one-bedroom apartment. And because we didn't have much room, I would literally go into a closet. You don't have to do this. You know, when the Bible says enter into your closet, I don't think that's literal. It's just talking about you need to get alone with God. And the only way I could get alone with God in a one-bedroom apartment was to go into a closet. And I would push the shoes out of the way. And after studying the Word for 10 to 12 hours a day, I would get in this closet, and for an hour or two, I would pray in tongues and say, God, I believe that I am speaking the hidden wisdom of God. I believe that in my spirit, I know what these verses say. And I'm speaking in tongues and I'm asking to interpret. God, show me what I'm doing. Give me revelation of the Word. And I did this for at least 6 months, nearly every day. That was my typical day. And for 6 months, I'd study the Word from 10 to 12 hours a day, and then I'd get in that closet and pray for 1, 2, or 3 hours in tongues. And you know, when I did that, I mean, it was just like there was fireworks going off on the inside of me. Man, I was excited. I knew that the Word of God was working, but if you would have asked me, so what did you learn? What does this verse mean? I couldn't have told you. I didn't have it up here in my head, but man, I was stirring it up. I was stirring the pot. And I could tell something was happening. Anyway, it's a long story, more time than I have to share with you. But after about 6 months of doing that, there was a number of things that began to happen. And in 1 week, it's like somebody just pulled the blinders off of me. Scales fell from my eyes, and I understood the grace of God. I begin to get a revelation. And basically, now this is an oversimplification, but basically everything that I'm teaching 41 years later, or at that time, I guess it was already a little bit of time since I had my first encounter. It had been like 37 years later. Everything I'm teaching today is basically what I got shown to me in 1 week's period of time. Now, I've had it explained in more detail. I'm getting to where I can take this truth and put it with this truth, and the puzzle, the picture is getting more complete. But I mean, I got a revelation. It's like a bomb went off on the inside of me. And all of those religious traditions that were hindering me from understanding the Word of God, it's like they were just destroyed instantly. And I got a revelation. Matter of fact, so much revelation began to come to me in that 1 week that I actually said, God, stop. I can't process it all. It's more than I can understand. And you know how all of that happened? It was through multiple things. Yes, I was studying the Word. I was seeking God. But an important part of it was after I'd meditated on these scriptures, I'd get in that closet and I'd pray in tongues and ask God to give me revelation of the Word of God. And you know what? I don't think that my revelation is superior to everybody else's, but it is different than a lot of people's. I believe that what God has shown me is true, and it has set me free. And I am seeing thousands, maybe tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people's lives changed by these revelations. And I'm telling you that this is how it happened. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you can't speak in tongues and believe God that He can interpret this and these mysteries and these miraculous things that you're speaking in the Spirit, that you can get an interpretation and it can make a difference in your life. If you don't have that, I tell you, it's just like you're charging hell with a water pistol. You need power. You need this revelation. You need the Holy Spirit to come alive on the inside of you and give you this ability to speak in tongues. And if I had time on this program, I could literally go through hundreds of times where I've come to a decision and I don't know what to do. And I know that in my spirit, I know all things, 1 John 2:20. I know I have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. And rather than just sit there and say, well, God, I can't know, and flip a coin and trust fate or just let circumstances compel me, instead, what I'll do is start praying in tongues and say, God, I know that this wisdom is on the inside of me, and I have the mind of Christ and this perfect knowledge, and I'll just go to speaking it forth, and then I'll say, give me an understanding. Interpret things to me, and revelation will come. Now, let me put a qualification on this. I am not saying that you just receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, pray in tongues, and then the first thing that comes to your mind, whatever it is, do it. Like if you get the thought, well, I think I'll divorce my wife and go get me another one that's better looking. Well, I can say, based on the Word of God, that's not God. I check every thought, every feeling, everything that comes to me as a result of praying in tongues with the Word of God. And if the Word of God violates what I'm thinking or feeling, well, then what I'm thinking and feeling is wrong. This isn't just guaranteed. This isn't automatic. You can pray in tongues with an impure heart, as evidenced by the people in 1 Corinthians, where they were using it for strife and debate. But if done properly, and if you can check it by the Word of God, well, then this is a tremendous way to take this wisdom that resides in your spirit and bring it out into the flesh. The Word of God supersedes everything else, and I would never just take a thought and go with it. But if it lines up with the Word of God, there are things that the Word of God doesn't specifically say. It doesn't tell you which house to buy. It doesn't tell you to marry this person or that person. Now, there's some guidelines about if they aren't a believer, if you aren't equally yoked, don't marry them. But I'm saying specifically, it's not going to tell you this person or that person. But you can pray in tongues and pray that you interpret, and God will give you peace and show you things. And I'm just telling you, brothers and sisters, this is indispensable in my life. You know, all I can do is tell you what I have seen through the Word of God and how it's impacted me. And in my life, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, and having the ability to interpret that tongues and get supernatural direction and leadership through speaking in tongues, it is one of the most important things that God has ever done for me. And if you've been blessed through this program, if God has spoken to you, if God has done anything, if the revelation of God's grace has touched your life and helped you, I'm telling you that this is how it all got started. It's through the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. And I recommend it. I know that there are many of you that are afraid of it. There are many of you that don't understand it. Again, that's the reason that we're offering these materials. I've got a book where you can go through, and it'll give 10 times as much scripture as I've been able to use here on the program. You can go study this out. But I'm telling you that the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues has made a huge difference in my life, and I highly recommend it. You know, we're out of time today, but this is the end of my series on the Holy Spirit. This will be my last day to make this product offer. Please call or write, get these materials, and also let someone pray with you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and this gift of speaking in tongues.
Today, Andrew is offering his book titled, The New You and the Holy Spirit for a Gift of Any Amount. In this book, Andrew explains the specifics of your new life in Christ and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Request book T323 when you contact us. The New You and the Holy Spirit is also part of a three-book set titled Foundations. Included in this set are two additional books, Spirit, Soul, and Body, and The True Nature of God. Together, these books will help make an intimate and personal relationship with God a reality for you. You can receive Foundations for a gift of any amount. Request item T4500. Andrew's two-part teaching titled, The Holy Spirit, is also available on either CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. The DVDs are made from Andrew's daily television program. Request CD album T1040C or DVD album T1040D when you contact the ministry. The second teaching in the CD album titled, Speaking in Tongues, is also available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this second CD free of charge. Request teaching THO7C when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
I want to remind you that today is our last day to make all of these products on the Holy Spirit available. We've got that book. We've got the three books that are put together into a package. We've got the CDs. We've got the DVDs that were taken from TV about this. Today's my last day to make any of these products available to you. So I encourage you to please get them. And also remember that when you call for these products, there are people that can pray with you and help you to receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gift of speaking in tongues. I promise you, you'll never regret it. This will make a huge difference in your life. So we have that number on your screen. Please call right now to receive the product and also to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues.
You can use your credit card to order by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. Or you can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. If you prefer to write to us, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Canadian viewers can now make tax-deductible donations through Andrew Womack Ministries of Canada. Your gifts help Andrew bring the almost too-good-to-be-true news of the gospel into countless homes every day. We appreciate your generosity. We hope to hear from you today.
We're getting close to our Summer Family Bible Conference. It's going to be on June the 29th through July the 3rd, and it's going to be a great time for the whole family. We have children's ministry. We have it set up so that there are our CBC classes in the morning, but the afternoons are off, and then evening meetings. It's just a great time, and I believe that it could be a vacation for you and your whole family. The children will be blessed. So make plans to join me June the 29th through July the 3rd for our Summer Family Bible Conference.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. He'll be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the annual Summer Family Bible Conference, June 29th through July 3rd. In South Africa for a Gospel Truth Seminar, July 21st through the 23rd. And in Durant, Oklahoma, July 30th and 31st. He'll also be in Boston, Massachusetts for a Gospel Truth Seminar August 6th through the 8th and in Little Rock, Arkansas August 28th through the 30th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net. On Monday's program,
we are going to have a special set of programs where we interview David Barton with Wall Builders Ministries, and I tell you, this is going to be a life-changing experience for you. I don't care if you're in the U.S. or in some other country, I believe that this is going to be powerful. Truth is power, and it's going to make a difference.